Thank you, the chair, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to discuss the effect of agronomic management practices on the grain yield of lowland rice, Oryza sativa, in rainforest agroecology of Nigeria. Those are my collaborators. Introduction. According to FAO, Nigeria ranked second largest importer of rice in the world. Nigerian rice sector policies were designed to foster its production and decrease dependence on importation from other countries. Inland valley systems in Nigeria are estimated at 3 million hectares of fertile land suitable for cultivation of arable crops. Constraints to cultivation of inland valley system include extensive weed growth, lack of appropriate water management technologies, labor shortage, prevalence of water-related diseases, and unfavorable socio-economic conditions. Naim Sawar in 2014 reported that 10 days older nursery seedlings, irrespective of nursery bed treatments, showed accelerated growth start after transplanting in main field, while at later stages, significant interaction was observed. Straw mulching, a ground cover rice production systems, which are basically aerobic rice systems, effectively reduced evaporation compared with bare land conditions. Adoption of appropriate plant spacing technique is an important production factor in transplanted rice, according to Goji in 2010. The use of improved varieties in inland valleys provide abundant opportunities for increased lowland rice productivity and grain yield, OYECOMI 2008. The objective of our study was to increase rice grain yield in the inland valley, adopting spacing and improved varieties as management tools. If I may provide some background to this study, we discovered that despite all efforts, our local farmers adopt spacings that are out of recommendation. Of course, it could be associated with the drudgery associated with lowland rice cultivation, because you have to bend down most of the time. The pain at the lower back can be very enormous. But this adversely affects the output in terms of yield per given land area. So we decided to have a look at what exactly was the problem. Can we reach a balance between what the local farmers are adopting? Because when we did our measurement, we discovered that some farmers adopt spacings up to 50 cm in between the plants, some more than that, despite the recommendations that it should be 20 by 20 in the upland and 15 cm by 15 cm in the lowland area. So we consider this a very serious problem because it has a direct impact on productivity, the grain yield, what you take out of the land, available to each of the farmers. This experiment was conducted at the Federal University of Agriculture, Abeokuta, between September to December in 2012 and 2013 late planting seasons to study the effect of agronomic, as earlier mentioned. The experimental design was a 2x2 factorial in a randomized control design, repeated 3 times. Our treatments were the variety we have with a 4 and IT360. The spacings adopted were 20 cm by 20 cm, then 40 cm by 40 cm. The experiments were carried out in 2012 and 2013. Experimental procedure. We discovered that most of the farmers find it difficult to raise rice seedlings. They prefer direct seeding. And we realized that direct seeding, oftentimes, the emergence is not all that successful as one would have expected when you raise seedlings. So we try to raise, plant pre-germinated seeds, treating with Apron Star TM42WS. We soaked in water for 24 hours, then incubated for 48 hours. Rice seedlings were actually raised by true pre-germinated seeds and broadcasting on well-puddled soil to ensure uniform seedling emerges. The seed beds were 1 meter by 10 meter in dimension and 5 cm in height. About 40 kg of seeds were used to transplant 1 hectare of land. The composed organic manure, which was readily available, and a small amount of inorganic fertilizers as basil dressing were incorporated into the beds. This increases the figure and allows easier pruning for transplanting. Water was regularly sprinkled on the beds to ensure adequate moisture and prevent wilting. The plot size 5 meter by 5 meter, that's 20 square meter fertilization. Fertilizer were not applied because the percentage composition of nitrogen in the soil was quite high, above 1%. And well, this sounds a bit interesting. The inland valley system is quite rich because of the runoff from the upland into the lower part of the valley. And besides this, most of our farmers are relatively poor. They don't even have the capacity to purchase these fertilizers, despite that most times the fertilizers are not actually available. The average temperature in 2012 was 32.4 degrees centigrade, 34.7 in 2013. Relative humidity was 58.2% in 2012, 54.9% in 2013. Data were collected on plant height at maturity, number of tillers at maturity, number of panicles at maturity, panicle length, number of grains per panicle, 1,000 grain weight, grain yield. Data collected was subjected to analysis of variance at 5% probability level using GenStack 12 edition. Significant means was separated by standard error of difference. Result and discussion. The result in table 1 shows that, I will show you the table 1 very soon, that spacing had a highly significant effect on emergence, plant height, and panicle per m square, while variety was mostly non-significant. The year had a significant effect on number of tillers at maturity and panicle per meter square. There were some interactions between spacing and year on number of tillers at maturity and panicle per meter square as well. In table 2, spacing had a significant effect on panicle length and a highly significant effect on number of grains per panicle. Variety had a highly significant effect on grain yield and on panicle length and grain yield, while year had a significant effect on number of grains per panicle and grain yield, and also a highly significant effect on 1,000 grain weight. The interaction between spacing and year were highly significant on panicle length and on 1,000 grains width. Rice planted at 20 cm by 20 cm in a competition for incident solar hydration grew taller at 95 cm than those planted at 40 cm by 40 cm. The spacing of 20 cm by 20 cm also produced more panicle per square meter and number of grains per panicle, 285.4. This result is in agreement with Mohammedi in 2011, who reported that rice spacing of 20 cm by 20 cm produced the highest grain yield in an earlier study. The grain yield of 3.9 tons, 3,904 kg per hectare, and other components of yield measured were better in 2013 than 2012 due to a more favorable soil moisture condition. The interaction of spacing by year had a significant effect on number of tillers at maturity, panicle per square meter, and a highly significant effect on panicle length and 1,000 grain weight. In this experiment, the interactions of spacing by variety were not significant. However, Wheat 4 performed better than ITA 368 in terms of panicle per square meter, panicle length, and grain yield, table 1 and 2. It was also observed that spacing of 20 cm by 20 cm produced better results of yield components and a grain yield of 3.7 tons, 3,074 kilograms per hectare. It was concluded that cultivation of Wheat 4 at a spacing of 20 cm by 20 cm in the inland valley dory little crossing could improve tremendously the productivity of rice and grain yield in particular. These are my references. Thank you for your listening attention. Not at all. Maybe I should just
repeat the question, please. Sorry. Repeat the question because this is recorded.
Okay. You said that it appears that the yield are the same for both spacings.
And the table.
We just go straight back to the table to have a look at what you if you look at table 2, for instance, 20 by 20, the yield was 3.784. At 40 by 40, the yield was 3.720. That's not actually the same. Now, let me quickly go to table 1 and see what is actually there. I think we have the grain yield mostly in table 2. I don't consider that to be the same, though quite close. There could be a lot of factors responsible for this. It will appear that at a spacing of 40 by 40, probably the hill have better, more access to resources in terms of nutrients in the soil, moisture, and probably the incident solar radiation. But if you look at the number of grains per panicle, at 20 by 20, we had 285.4. While at 40 by 40, we had 155.5. Then the grain weight, 1,000 grain weight, could also be, taken into consideration. But in all, it appears that 20 cm by 20 cm performed better than 40 cm by 40 cm.
The statistical analysis shows that the yield was not significantly different.
Well, if you look at the CID, actually it's not. It's not significant, so
we would like the speakers to repeat the questions and comments so they're recorded.
Yeah, you said that it would be better to use a lesser spacing.
Wider
spacing because it's cost less in terms of inputs and other resources. That's what I can think of.
One more question,
please.
Would the higher kilo number be an advantage for rice yield?
Sorry?
Would higher kilo number be an advantage for rice yield?
Exactly, if the tillers are productive, because not all tillers carry productive would higher number of tillers be an advantage for yield in rice production? Definitely yes, if the tillers carry productive panicles, because not all tillers are productive. But the more tillers, the better, because we expect that each tiller should carry at least a panicle. If these panicles are productive, then it's very good for rice production. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.